This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Government spokesperson and Minister Rekha Sharma confirms Prime Minister Dahal won't resign and seek vote of confidence. Education Minister Sumana Shrestha insists on additional budget to enhance education sector during National Assembly session. Home Secretary Ek Narayan Oryal directs all chief district officers to work prioritizing disaster response. And bodies of 89 migrants retrieved from Atlantic. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda addressed the meeting of Council of Ministers yesterday, confirming that he will take vote of confidence from the Parliament in an appropriate time. Minister for Communication and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Rekha Sharma confirmed that the Prime Minister will not resign and will seek vote of confidence in due course, dismissing any notion of waiting for 30 days. Furthermore, the government plans to proceed with feasibility studies for infrastructure projects with support from the Chinese government. Deputy Speaker Indira Rana Magar met with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi during her visit to China to attend 4th China Xizang Trans-Himalayan Forum for International Cooperation. Deputy Speaker Rana affirmed Nepal's unwavering support for the One China policy, emphasizing Nepal's deep friendship, developmental partnership and neighborly relations with China. Deputy Speaker Rana assured China of Nepal's commitment to prevent any misuse of Nepali territory for activities against China. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Sumana Shrestha has insisted on an increase in budget allocation to the education sector to enhance its quality and making it free for all. In her response to queries raised during the deliberations on the Appropriation Bill 2081 Bikram Samvat in a session of the National Assembly today, the minister urged the government to consider the management of an additional budget for the education sector. Minister Shrestha apprised the House that the Teacher Transfer Guidelines 2081 was issued to promote equality of the education, keeping it free from political interference. She proposed to prepare a dedicated portal for teachers to integrate data of teachers. As she said, such portal would help make the teachers transfer transparent and scientific information. Furthermore, Minister Shrestha informed the House about the initiation of a process to restructure the Council of Technical Education and Vocational Training, adding that the implementation of learning and earning needs no additional budget. Likewise, other ministers continued addressing queries raised by parliamentarians concerning the Appropriation Bill 2081. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Dol Prasad Aryal shared updates on integrating local-level labour and employment services. Minister Aryal also outlined plans for an entrepreneurship programme leveraging the skills and investments of Nepalis returning from foreign employment. These discussions underscore the government's effort to enhance employment opportunities and educational standards through strategic planning and resource allocation in the country. Home Secretary Ek Narayan Oryal has directed the chief district officers across the country to work in a coordinative manner by giving top priority to the disaster response. Addressing the chief district officers of all 77 districts on Thursday, through the virtual medium, the Home Secretary directed the officials to collaborate and coordinate with the local levels for the management of the disaster-related incidents that could happen in the monsoon season. Likewise, Home Secretary Oryal directed the key officials not to leave their duty station during the time of disasters. President Ramchandra Paurel's personal secretariat has refuted a content published in a media outlet in connection with the participation of his son in the recent Euro visit. Press advisor Kiran Pokhrel said in a press note that the president's son was included in the visiting team as per decision of the Council of Ministers in a way to bear the expenses by oneself. On a different note, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda's secretariat has also expressed serious reservation over the publication of the misleading news in online media regarding Prime Minister's recent meeting with the President. Refuting the news, the secretariat clarified that the Prime Minister informed the President that he would face the Parliament instead of giving resignation as per the meeting of his party office bearers held on July 2. The Prime Minister's secretariat clarified that in the meeting, Prime Minister Dahal had informed the President that he would take a move in line with the constitutional process. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Narikaji Shrestha has said a national consensus was built on the issues of Nepal's international borders. At a meeting of the National Assembly yesterday, the Deputy Prime Minister said the government is firm and clear about Nepal's territory in Limpiadhura, Kalapani and Lipu Lake, the areas east to the Kali Mahakali River as per the Sugauli Treaty. On the occasion, Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister Shrestha said that an understanding was reached between the Prime Ministers of Nepal and his Indian counterpart on revising and updating the Treaty of Peace and Friendship of 1950. Furthermore, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha also stated that the government officials are in regular contact, coordination and dialogue with the Embassy of Russia in Kathmandu and the Embassy of Nepal in Moscow regarding the issues of Nepalese dead in the Russia-Ukraine conflict and others kept hostage. Justices of Supreme Court Sapana Pradhan Malla and Saranga Subedi have furnished diverse views on whether or not Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Ravi Lamichani should resign on his alleged involvement in the misappropriation of cooperative organizations' funds. As the two justices share dissimilar views, the case would be recorded in the full bench of three or more justices now. Supreme Court Justice Malla on Thursday made a mandamus order in the name of the investigating agency for a fairless, impartial and independent investigation in the case lodged against Home Minister Lamichani. However, Supreme Court Justice Subedi has issued the mandamus order stating that Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Lamichani should pave the way realizing the moral duty. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Coast Guards in Mauritania have recovered 89 bodies of migrants from a boat that capsized in the Atlantic Ocean on Monday. According to BBC, 9 people, including a 5-year-old girl, were rescued, but dozens more are missing. Survivors say the vessel, a traditional fishing boat, set sail last week from the Senegalese-Gambian border area with 170 people on board. It capsized off Mauritania's southwestern coast. Mauritania is a key transit point for migrants trying to reach Europe from West Africa, with thousands of boats departing from the country last year. Al Jazeera's correspondent Hamda Salhut reports Israeli officials are cautiously optimistic as ceasefire talks on Gaza are revived, though key issues remain outstanding for both Israel and Hamas. Sources tell Al Jazeera that Israel's Mossad spy chief David Barnea will travel to Doha as the head of a negotiating delegation and meet with Qatar's prime minister before the start of talks. There are also reports of a breakthrough following Hamas's latest response to a ceasefire proposal. Likewise, the Lebanese armed group Hezbollah has launched more than 200 rockets and attack drones into northern Israel in response to the killing of one of its senior commanders. Israel's military said one of its officers was killed in the barrage, which started a number of fires. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of all the provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi, Lumbini and Sudut Paschim province. At present, there is partial influence of monsoon air throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Communication Minister Rekha Sharma confirms Prime Minister Dhal won't resign and seek vote of confidence. Education Minister Sumana Shrestha insists on additional budget to enhance education sector during National Assembly session. Home Secretary Ek Narayan Arya directs all chief district officers to work prioritizing disaster response. And bodies of 89 migrants retrieved from Atlantic. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.